to paper 8. I'll work in progress.
Right down with you.
The final paper of the day is agenda paper 8, or work in progress paper. This month you'll note that just on the day of our paper posting deadline, we received a new submission that made it into our work in progress paper. So another IFRS 15 question, so that's something that you can expect to see at a future committee meeting. And also our work in progress paper, of course, notes three topics that you have seen before, two where we have got comments back, and two tentative agenda decisions related to IFRS 9, and simply it didn't come to this meeting because we got the comments very, very close to when we needed to publish papers, so we felt it would be beneficial just to take a bit more time and analyse the comments received properly. So again, you'll see those soon. And the other topic is the question we had on voluntary payments that fitted into IAS 37. On that one, it's one that touched on using the new conceptual framework. So there we are expecting to take a paper to the board that will not talk about this question that is for you, but there will be a discussion at the board, so more around the new conceptual framework that when we've had that discussion, we'll bring the IAS 37 question back to you.
Okay, so we're pretty up to date. Any questions, comments on the work in progress? In which case, before I draw the public session to a close, it's good to acknowledge publicly that this is the last Interpretation Committee meeting for both John and Sandy, and to thank them very much for all of their contributions to the committee. I, for one, will certainly miss having you at the table, and thanks for all the hard work. So this is actually our last Interpretations Committee meeting in this building. So, end of an era. With that, draw the public meeting to a close.